From the top of the lighthouse, the joy of Southwold is clear. Look east and the sea shimmers off to the horizon. To the south and west is the harbour and town, cuddled into the space between the sea, the river and the marshes. Here are the old fishing cottages, handsome buildings, speaking of Southwold's important seafaring history. Magnificent St. Edmund's Church, pretty town greens, created as 18th century firebreaks. The vast sandy beach, punctuated by the gleaming pier, and almost directly below, Adnams Brewery and Distillery. Tours of the still-operational lighthouse are run by Adnams alongside its famed brewery and distillery tours. We are staying in the Swan, the most lavish and indulgent of Adnams' five hostelries in the lovely Southwold, and recently named in Which magazine's Best 10 UK Seaside Hotels. Southwold is a seaside town, but is definitely not just for the summer. It sparkles all year round, and the Swan positively gleams. Whatever the weather, light glows invitingly from the handsome, historic frontage, and once inside, the atmosphere is super welcoming, with an abundance of luxurious and cosy rooms, lounges, alcoves. It's perfect for relaxing. The Swan and Southwold are made for exploring. Adnams runs tours of the lighthouse as well as its own brewery and distillery. Our 113-step spiral ascent of the lighthouse was illuminated by fascinating facts from our tour leader and sailor, who loved the lighthouse for its guiding light from the sea, as well as its history and handsome architecture. Back at ground level, the distillery is a very recent enterprise compared with the adjoining Swan. Alewife Joanna was making beer here almost 700 years ago. Adnams took over the Swan and its brewery more than 150 years ago and launched the distillery in 2010. Within 4 years, its Copperhouse Gin and Longshore Vodka were named the best in the world. Adnams is unusual in that it distills its own spirits, piping the starter beer from the brewery to be turned by art, science, heat, flair, and a series of gleaming copper vessels and towers into whiskey, vodka, and gin. That evening, we learned how to transform the award-winning products of the distillery into bespoke cocktails. The cocktail masterclass is not something I would have thought of booking, but was the highlight, not literally, that was the lighthouse, obviously, for a break full of highlights. Creating our North Sea Mojito, Southwold Sour and Cova Club was the Swan's Copper Bar and was great fun. Our evening walk was along the lanes and promenades we had spied. While Southwold is a very genteel place, these days the winding streets, quaint cottages, irresistible shops and vast beach, so beloved by tourists, they were once broiling with fishermen, sailors and traders. We took a look at the charming Sailors' Reading Room before heading for the harbour, where fish are still landed and sold, and the vibe is more muddy, rough and ready than the pristine town. There is lots to see along the river, with its boats, boatyards and fish shacks. The traditional ferry is a fun way to cross the river to the neighbouring village of Warberswick, or there is a cycle and pedestrian bridge. The pretty village includes, between flinty homes and sandy dunes, yet another Adnams pub, the Bell. There is more to Southwold than Adnams, but the town would be very much poorer without the family-run company. Its history includes the phenomenal success of its drinks and hospitality businesses, flavoured with the quirky information such as the 19th century Adnams allegedly eaten by a crocodile in Africa, its tally-ho beer, which has been brewed for the same recipe for 144 years, and its stewardship of so many fine inns.